Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
Time for the thread question of the week, which means that Tracy Mumford slithers into the studio.
Hello.
Slithers.
How are you?
Good to see you. I'm good.
Good.
So the thread question this week is, what is going on in Harper Lee's hometown?
I would love to know. What is going on?
So the town of Monroeville, Alabama, yeah, which we know better as Maycomb, Alabama in To Kill a Mockingbird, is trying to figure out how to become a literary tourist destination. Harper Lee, of course, passed away this year, and now the town is trying to think about how to pay homage to her. They want to create something they're calling the Harper Lee Trail.
Oh.
So it would include the bank building where her father had an office,
right,
restoring the house where she lived with her sister, and then actually building replicas of some of the houses in the book.
Wow.
So you could stop by the Finch house or peek in Boo Radley's window, I assume. And the people responsible for this took a tour of Stratford-upon-Avon to get some ideas. So
you've been there, haven't you?
I have not.
Yeah. But it's not especially fulfilling.
Yeah.
Let me say that.
I guess
it's very touristy.
Harper Lee, Alabama's Shakespeare. They want to turn this town into this tourist place for Harper Lee's fans. It's a small town. It's only 6,500 people.
And she lived there for, I mean, was she, I don't even know if she was born there, but she lived there for many years.
Right. And then she never went far. She lived in a town nearby at the end of her life.
Yeah.
But so the question is this in keeping with what Harper Lee would have wanted?
Well, which has been the question about so many things since Harper Lee has died,
exactly,
or even before her death.
And in some letters of hers that were auctioned off this year, she was writing about how she hated when the holidays happened because people would drive their out-of-town relatives past her house and try and peek in the window at
her.
That's
funny.
Obviously, peeking at a live author is different than visiting this trail the town wants to set up. But there is a question of whether she would have liked all of this publicity.
How do you think ghosts at a watchman would figure into whatever they're going to do in the town?
It sort of seems like a lot of people would like to forget that that book ever happened.
I know.
A
lot of people read it.
So a lot of people weren't happy with how the character of Atticus Finch developed.
Right.
And he's kind of at the heart of To Kill a Mockingbird and why so many people loved that book. So, you know, if a big part of this museum and trail will take place in a place where her father worked, and of course Atticus Finch is based on her father, then there is that question there of how that character changes how we think about her legacy.
Right. You know, literary tourism, and I am a number one all for it. I love the idea of going to the places where the books are set. But so often it is kind of disappointing. I mean, Jane Austen's house in Bath, oh man, what a tourist nightmare that is. I kind of wish I'd never seen it. I mean, there's just a lot of experiences like that where it's over the top, right? And I think you kind of feel you lose that connection, the intimacy of the connection that you had with the author. What do you think, Steph?
Yeah, I'm not really interested in visiting birthplaces of authors and things like that because a lot of the times they're writing because they want to escape their lives. They want to create something bigger. It's not because it's such an amazing place. The one place I do really love, though, is Oxford, Mississippi.
I have never been there.
No. So Oxford, Mississippi has the Faulkner House, and the Faulkner House is beautiful.
Is it?
It is lovely to visit. So I say I don't like going to these places, and I immediately think of some place that I love to visit, and it's got a beautiful lawn on it that you can walk around with big old trees, and on top of that, Oxford is just a lively town itself
with a
good
lot of
food
other writers.
And a great bookstore and a lot of other writers.
I don't know if they'd let me into the Faulkner House, given how many times I've said I couldn't stand the sound and the fury. I will say there's a place in London where you can see one fragment of Marshalsea Prison where Charles Dickens father spent time, and of course that informed his thinking for his writing. That's meaningful. But see, it's not really, you have to just come upon it, or you kind of have to know where to go to find it. It hasn't been turned into this big touristy place.
Right. And there's like Walden Pond where, you know, you can go and see what inspired this great work of literature.
Yeah.
The really complicated part about this Harper Lee thing is she's not kind to the town in that book.
Yeah, right.
So is it a place that you would really want to visit? How are they going to grapple with the history that she's addressing head on in the book? And that's going to be the real challenge of a tourist attraction that addresses some really hard truths.
But as you said earlier, she did clearly love the town, chose to many, many years there. Yeah. You know.
I don't know.
Would you go? You wouldn't go.
No, I
you wouldn't go walk the trail.
No, and I like going visiting down south. There are a bunch of great towns down there, but I do not want to see Harper Lee's town.
Right.
Can I recommend another little place to go?
Yeah.
Sunnyside. This is Washington Irving's house in Tarrytown, New York. It is fantastic. He had an estate in Tarrytown, and they've got his big old house, and they also have costume guides, and it is super cool because you don't just learn about Washington Irving, you also learn about what life was like. It's a historical experience, and it's so much fun to bring the kids. And Washington Irving doesn't get his proper place in American literature, and he should. Sunnyside, go there.
Steph and Trace, I want to make sure that we mention what's on the thread and what we've got going this week, because you're putting up all these really great end of year lists.
Yeah, this week we are sharing some of our favorite books from the whole year. We're doing one list every
day.
The
three of us,
thread. Yesterday we put up our favorite kids books and middle grade books. The young adult books went up today.
Mm-hmm.
We have fiction, nonfiction, and then fantasy sci-fi still coming. So,
have you figured out, because I gave you my choice for the fiction list.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to be surprised when they see it. Have you figured out what yours is?
Oh my gosh, it's probably The Vegetarian, if you only let me pick one.
Really?
Yes.
I would have thought it would have been the that great book, The District Office is Under Attack, because we both love that.
Yeah, The Regional Office by Manuel
The Regional
Gonzalez.
Office,
See,
thank you.
I said, well, if you let me pick two, then...
That'd have to be on there. I love that book. Steph, have you figured out what yours is on the list?
Grief is the Thing with Feathers.
Oh, that is so... Oh my gosh. See, how did I not put that on my list? Except the one that I chose is magnificent and I loved it. So, okay. What day does that go up, the fiction list?
Tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow. You'll see what Tracy and Stephanie and I loved this year, and we want to hear what you love too via Twitter, @CarrieMPR.